This is Money Talking from WNYC. I'm Charlie Herman. It's Black Friday, and that means holiday shopping is about to shift into overdrive. For the next few weeks, retailers will fling open their doors and pray that consumers are feeling good enough to get out there and spend. And if you're out there shopping this weekend, whether or not you'll actually find the right gift, well, that's another story. That's probably why so many of us fall back on an oldie but goodie, books. I can't think of a year where I didn't get, or at least give, one, if only because it's the one category that has something for everyone. But how to find the best ones?
Every year, the Amazon editors, and there are six of us, we get together and we pick the 100 best books of the year. And we meet and we argue and we hash it out.
This is Chris Schloop. He used to work at Random House, but now he's the business editor at Amazon. And just to be clear, the books he and his colleagues choose for their best of 2014 lists have nothing to do with sales. They're chosen on their merit. And when you look at Schloop's list of best business books, there's a theme.
There's a definite Silicon Valley angle that comes out. You know, Peter Thiel and the innovators, and these people's voices are maybe becoming a little bit overstated in business.
I noticed that there was a lot of books about innovators and innovative thinking. Is that different from previous years, or is that continuing a trend that you've seen?
I think it's continuing a trend, but it's a growing trend. It's something that more and more people are talking about, and obviously we see the world around us changing in that way as well.
Walk me through some of those books. You know, you had the Walter Isaacson book, The Innovators. You have Peter Thiel's book, Zero to One. You have The Flash Boys, Think Like a Freak. A lot of this is about thinking in different ways.
Yeah, it's interesting. I think about 2 years ago, I thought every book was about the brain. And now it's more about the mind and how people think. And it's a subtle distinction, but I thought that was kind of an interesting point. I think with Flash Boys, what I found most interesting about that book is that Michael Lewis basically took something that should be completely boring, you know, dark pools and liquidity and co-location, and he made it interesting. I mean, it's an important...
High-frequency trading.
Yeah, high-frequency trading. It's an important subject, but when you really boil it down, it's actually pretty boring. But what he did was he created a narrative around it and made it interesting.
So that was your best business book of the year, correct?
That's right.
Capital has gotten a lot of... there have been a lot of comments that people who have praised Capital have not actually read it all the way through. Did you read it all the way through?
I did. It's the only book that I bought myself from this list. And I bought it when we were out of stock. And I thought about asking Harvard for a copy. And I thought, you know, they need as many copies as they have to sell. So I ordered it and waited however many weeks for it to show up. And I did sit down and read it. And I loved it. You know, it's dense, but it's, you know, the first two-thirds are pretty much set for sort of non-business minds. So I think he really lays the table very well. I think his basic premise was pretty fascinating. And then I liked that where he went with that, which was sort of more of a science fictional idea, which is that, you know, governments in the end can turn this around and change the trends we've been seeing. Governments are war, I guess. But, you know, I don't know if that could actually happen, but I found it fascinating. And also, I really liked sort of he calls it serial history. I just like the way that he approached it. I mean, he considers himself to be a social scientist.
Another one of your books was Hashtag Girl Boss. Can you tell me about that one?
Yeah, that was a book that, you know, it's about being yourself and taking yourself seriously, but not too seriously. You know, she was the founder of something called Nasty Girl, and it's a company that I think went from zero to 100 million in a couple of years. You know, it's sort of a rags to riches story. And she considers herself to be kind of an outsider and somebody who wouldn't normally be a business person. And I think she's trying to speak to people, especially women, to kind of act and follow their gut and to get serious, but also to get very serious. And she's basically saying, you know, if you don't get serious, you're really not going to go anywhere. I think that's sort of inspirational for people.
What is a good entry point for a non-business reader?
I think essentialism would be a great entry point. Basically, it's a very simple book, and the idea is don't do everything. You know, do what's important, and don't be afraid to say no. And I found that to be a very powerful message. And sometimes these things speak to us in a very sort of primal way. And to me, I mean, I realized personally about myself that I say yes to too many things. And so that it resonated with me, and I think it would resonate with a big non-business audience, because I think it's not just about business.
When you look at the top books on your list, is it saying something larger about the business culture and from your point of view?
I think a lot of people are focusing on sort of starting new businesses and thinking about new types of businesses. I mean, Peter Thiel's book was all about how competition is for losers. You know, if you want to be successful, think of something new. Basically, start a monopoly. Don't try to improve on something else. And I think as I read through these various books, people were trying to start new markets often in these books. And I think that's something that people are thinking about.
Chris Shloop is an editor at Amazon. If you want to check out his list of best business books of 2014, we've got a link to it at our website, moneytalking.org. As you just heard, one of Shloop's top choices is 0 to 1, Notes on Startups or How to Build the Future. It's co-authored by Peter Thiel, best known as one of the founders of PayPal. He was also the first outside investor in Facebook and is now a prominent venture capitalist. His book is getting a lot of attention, not just because he sees competition and capitalism as opposites or thinks monopolies are good. It's also his views on how to create a really innovative company.
I think in practice, what ends up happening a lot in Silicon Valley is that people are very passionate about some idea, and that enables them to push their thinking much further on this than they otherwise would.
It's what he means by the title 0 to 1. It's that moment when something truly new is created versus just copying or revising something that's already out there. The iPhone 6, it's a better version than the iPhone 5. It's bigger, too. But that first iPhone, now that was a breakthrough.
It's always if you see something new that you haven't heard, that's something I think one should always overvalue. Whereas if it's something that sounds very similar to what you've heard 3 or 4 times already, that's not as good.
You can hear the rest of my interview with Thiel at moneytalking.org. There he tells me that if your idea for a business is to disrupt an existing industry, you're wasting your time. I'm Charlie Herman, and this is Money Talking from WNYC.